Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Non-24 podcast series. Dr. Michael Thorpe, director of the Sleep-Wake Disorders Center at the Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx, New York, will be speaking with us about circadian rhythms and how non-24-hour sleep-wake disorder, or non-24, can affect your sleep patterns. If you have any questions about non-24, please call 855-856-2424 or visit non-24.com. Now, let's hear what Dr. Thorpe has to say.
Do you sometimes find it hard to fall asleep at the time you want to? Do you experience nighttime sleeplessness? Do you sometimes sleep during the day because you cannot physically stay awake? The cause of these sleep patterns may be the result of a circadian rhythm disorder. Everyone has a master body clock that serves as a natural timing mechanism. This controls the timing of circadian rhythms, which keeps our bodies in sync with the 24-hour day. These rhythms trigger the release of hormones, such as melatonin, and tell our bodies when to sleep and when to wake. Most people have a master body clock that naturally runs longer than 24 hours. The master body clock relies on the light-dark cycle to maintain alignment with the 24-hour day. While most people only think of the eyes as a visual tool, they also perform the important function of sending light cues to the brain. When the brain receives that light, it resets the master body clock, which works to synchronize circadian rhythms with the day-night cycle. This means that the body sends a cue to go to bed at night and to wake up in the morning. However, people who are totally blind do not receive these light cues to reset their body clocks. Without light cues, a person's clock runs on its own non-24-hour internal cycle, meaning that the release of key hormones shift over time. For example, if your body clock is naturally 24 and a half hours, everything occurs 30 minutes later each day. This pattern cycles such that there are times when your natural rhythms make you feel like sleeping during the day and make it difficult to sleep at night. This cycle continues until your sleep-wake cycle briefly realigns with the 24-hour day. The speed of a person's body clock determines how long they will be in alignment with the 24-hour day before shifting back out of alignment. For some individuals, these shifts are not so apparent. Other symptoms such as nighttime sleeplessness, daytime sleepiness, and difficulty concentrating may occur. These are symptoms of non-24-hour sleep-wake disorder, also called non-24. Non-24 is a serious, chronic circadian rhythm disorder that is very common in people who are totally blind. The disorder may have a severe effect on daily life, impacting everything from job performance to maintaining healthy relationships with loved ones and friends. When a person who has non-24 is in a period of nighttime sleeplessness and daytime sleepiness, they often struggle to keep up with a 24-hour day. Although their sleep-wake cycle is misaligned, they may still have to maintain the same work schedule as everyone else. Understandably, the unpredictability of sleep-wake times means that people with non-24 can feel tired, drowsy, and irritable during the day, which makes it harder to keep up in both personal and professional activities, such as attending school or holding a steady job. Many people living with non-24 do not seek help from their physicians because they think that it's just a bad night and don't realize that it's actually a disorder. Differentiating between poor sleep and a circadian rhythm disorder, such as non-24, can be difficult. Signs can appear in several ways, such as feeling groggy and tired even after a full night's sleep, falling asleep during the day, or experiencing difficulty falling and staying asleep for a prolonged period. These symptoms occur several times throughout the year. Your physician will work with you to examine symptoms and make a recommendation for next steps, such as consulting a sleep center to conduct a more in-depth analysis of your specific sleep-wake patterns. Diagnosis of non-24 is primarily based on a person's history of sleep and wakefulness complaints. This is typically recorded in a sleep diary to show the irregular intervals of sleep and wake periods within the 24-hour period. Up to 70% of totally blind Americans are living with non-24, and diagnosis can occur at any age. The onset of non-24 symptoms usually coincides with the loss of light perception, or shortly after the surgical removal of the eyes. If a person thinks that they might be exhibiting any of the symptoms associated with non-24, they should speak with a trusted healthcare professional.
To learn more about non-24, please call 855-856-2424 to speak with a health educator or visit non-24.com. Thank you for tuning in to the Non-24 podcast series, and keep checking back for insights from physicians, life coaches, and patients about managing your Non-24.